Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg Olson with a lot of praise for Drake May, and there are those that continue whenever we talk about it, a small portion of the population that says, pump the brakes. How can you determine that Drake May is looking like the best quarterback in the league? But I appreciate the sentiment from Greg Olson.
He's already climbing the ranks, the power rankings. USA Today in the last 3 hours dropped their going into week six NFL quarterback power rankings. He was 6 last week. He's 5 this week.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting the attention of everybody that he should be, you know. I mean, the people above him, to Wiggy's point, the best. One of the best teams, the Lions, which you've been on since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Jared Goff, then it's Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, then Drake May.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, you know, as far as young quarterbacks in the league right now, I think Drake May is obviously up there, and he looks good. He's continuing to do a good job. He looks like he's headed in the right direction.
I mean, Greg Olson is right. He made some insane throws, mm-hmm. and he, you know, I give Steph Diggs as much credit on the throw that he is referring to as I do Drake May, because broken play, and Steph Diggs is veteran enough to, mm-hmm. to keep running and get himself open. But, I mean, just...
But why do we ever want to pump brakes? What's the point of it?
Like, I don't know.
They played really well in the second half. Drake May was spectacular. They won a game that was their signature win, in biggest regular season win since Brady left.
I think it's people who didn't like the pick and want to be right about it sometimes when it comes to that.
But it's just in this context, like, what did they do Sunday night that they will have a hard time replicating?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
It was very kind of vanilla. Like, that's the thing.
Right.
Is you can expect even more from this team. Drake May, the last 4 games in the second half of those games on 3rd and 4th down, is a perfect 14 of 14 for 188 yards and 2 touchdowns. This guy, when it matters most, on 3rd and 4th downs in the second half of games, he has been perfect.
And that's why I said, and even on the other side, What didn't Buffalo do that they can, like, do extremely different the second time you play them? Because I thought Josh Allen had a good game. I thought that, you know, it wasn't a game where they had a whole bunch of turnovers where you go, all right.
Well, he's probably not going to turn the ball over, like, you know, the fumble that football the way he did.
Right, but they had what? They had 3 turnovers. I mean, there's a chance Josh Allen throws you an interception when you play them again.
Yeah.
Right? So they had 3 turnovers.
And technically you had 2. You just happened to fall on one of them.
Yeah. And so I look at it, wasn't one of those games where, like, the Pittsburgh game where you go, all right, New England's not going to turn the ball over 5 times. When you look at the Buffalo Bills, there are a few things that they can change, but it wasn't like something that, and this is why I always say, they didn't go out there and lose that game. New England went out there and beat them.
And their game plan against Josh Allen was the best they've had on him.
It was so good.
Like, every time the Patriots played him in the last 4 or 5 years, he was breaking contain. He'd be running along the line of scrimmage looking for a guy. If nobody was open, he'd run for 12 yards on a back-breaking 3rd and 8. Like, that. The way that they contained him in that pocket and bothered him and got him angry. Like, when do you see Josh Allen showing any negative emotion on the field?
And then even when he gets out of the pocket and gets to the sideline, he can't cut it upfield because they have the spy on him and they're containing him and they're forcing him to make a pass and be perfect. And you get, you know, plays like Christian Gonzalez breaking up the pass on Khalil Shakir.
And that's it, just being plastered on that wide receiver. Yeah. You know, when Josh Allen does break the pocket and he extend those plays and those off-script plays, you as a defensive back, and Ty will tell you this, and even Vrabel said, you got to make sure you're staying plastered to those wide receivers. Don't get to peek in the backfield and possibly losing those guys.
But here it is. Here's the perspective in a text from Rhode Island on the Subaru of New England text line. One good game in two seasons. Slow the roll, folks.
What do you mean one good
game? Yeah, he's had good games. The team around him has had some real stinkers in the ones that he's had good games. But that wasn't Drake's first good game.
Did he not watch the Panthers game or the Miami game just this season? Like two of the last three games prior to this one? He was great in both of those.
Greg, he hadn't come back in the fourth quarter to lead a team on a game-winning drive in his career. And we were having fun with Mac Jones, fourth quarter guru, and Drake May hadn't done it. He did it. It was awesome. Like, that was one of those wins where it makes you believe that there's the chance that this team is really heading in the direction you thought it would.
Wiggy, text for you. I am your number one fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good morning, Toledo.
But come on. 11 penalties for 90 yards and four turnovers is not something the Bills do generally.
It was three turnovers, and the Patriots had eight penalties right. for 93 yards.
Right. You had more penalty yardage than they did. So what I'm saying is if you watch that Bills game, it wasn't a game where you go, all right, the Bills lost it. They had control of it. They lost it. They had too many turnovers. Turnovers led to touchdowns. It wasn't one of those games where you looked at and you go, all right, New England, they caught a break, they got lucky, and they took advantage of that opportunity. New England outplayed them.
But do you feel that way about Pittsburgh's win over New England?
I feel like Pittsburgh's win over New England was you did a tremendous job against Aaron Rodgers. You choked that away. Yeah. That's a loss that you gave away to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you outgained them in yards.
Pittsburgh didn't beat you. You gave that game away.
This is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Hey, guys. Vrabel's always been pretty good against Josh Allen teams. But I was going to say my favorite thing about Drake May besides his talent is he's not going to get douchey, like just the way he is. And a movie, Wiggy, I can't believe you forgot this one. That's a Boston movie, The Equalizer. Equalizer 1, buddy. Have a good day.
Yep, Equalizer 1 and 2.
You love Denzel.
Yeah, he's such a great actor. I got to watch his new movies, Highest to the Lowest.
If you were rich, first thing that you would do, you told me, was hire Denzel to just perform for you at home.
Sit. Yeah. Sit, Denzel.
Specific roles? Or, like, would you want him to show up in the pilot outfit from that film?
No, like, just, like, certain scenes, like...
Gladiator? I mean, you want...
Hey.
Shine would hire someone to kick him in the nuts in the dungeon while watching Drake May film.
I would just hire Drake May. Yeah,
just grab me a beer, Denzel, but I want you to do it as Alonzo from Training Day. You know what I mean? But no, The Equalizer, I forgot about that. Another great movie.
Yeah, but then you get the art. It's weird. Like that guy is saying, well, you know, Mike Vrabel is exceptional. He coaches exceptionally well against Josh Allen. So mm-hmm.
The next four games.
It's a fluke. It's a flash in the pan.
The next four games, I think, are going to be critical. These are four games that you should win.
Yep.
And if you're able to do that, then I think that's when people will start to say, okay, the Patriots are for real. Right? It is you beat a very good team in Buffalo, and then people are going to be like, pump the brakes. But if you go out there in the next four games, and you don't have to blow out your next four opponents, but those are all four games that you should win. If you go out there and win those four football games, heading into the Tampa Bay game, people are now going to be like, okay, New England is for real. Could this be Super Bowl pre-matchup?
I mean, but don't you think, like, you just heard Greg Olson, don't you think that people believe they're for real now?
No. No? I think people are impressed.
I'm not talking about people here who are, you know, naturally question everything and don't want to give Mike Vrabel any credit, don't want to give Drake May credit. Don't you think around the league?
Oh, nationally. Yes. Yeah, I think so.
I don't. Yes.
Greg, the sports books have them at minus 200. Minus 200 to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I think when they look at that Bills game, I think that you still have people that say it was a sloppy game by Buffalo, and that's why the Patriots won. I was talking to some Bills fans yesterday about it, and they, you know, said all through the game they didn't feel good about it because Buffalo was making mistakes they don't usually make.
Yeah, I don't think anybody believes the Patriots are better than the Bills. But what that game showed you was that you have the ability to actually close and come back in the fourth quarter. And
you can compete.
What Vrabel needs when you're a new coach instilling a culture is you need to have some evidence that's successful to get the buy-in from everybody. And that's what that was. That week, Greg, the whole week, we talked about it yesterday. He said, this is our opportunity. We're going to be in prime time. Embrace it. Every player in that locker room that talked about it talked about the excitement to play in that game on that stage. And then in the biggest moments, they outperformed the Bills.
If they win the next four games, will you think that people will be like, okay, the next time they play the Bills at home, that game's going to be for the team that's going to win the division?
Yes.
And that's the way I feel. Like, so that's why these next four games are that critical. Because if you win these next four games, then people will say, all right, even if you lose to Tampa, the division is going to come down to when you play Buffalo at home, because you should beat the rest of the teams that you're supposed to beat. And if you're able to beat Buffalo at home, if Buffalo has to come here in the playoffs, don't you think New England can beat them?
I also think that it's going to be important watching the next four if Steph Diggs keeps it going, keeps it rolling, or if that was kind of like just a game, a comeback revenge game for Steph Diggs, and then you go into a game against the Saints and you get a Steph Diggs that's okay, but not, you know,
but it looks
as
like
good
he's
as
getting
he was.
Better.
Yeah, he had 100 against Carolina. Too,
I agree.
So he's at
I
least
agree.
Headed in the right direction.
Who do you guys want after the Patriots get the bye? Who do you guys want to play in the second round of the playoffs?
I don't know. But is it? But do you not see it being...
I'd love to stomp on...
But is it not possible,
like,
though?
If they go 12, if they win their next 12, then they should...
Right.
Yeah, but if I ask the... But
22
see,
in a row?
No, but if I ask the room a simple yes or no question...
I don't think the Patriots are going to sweep the Bills this year.
You would agree with me. You would agree with me that they win their next four games.
Yes.
You would agree with me that they probably maybe lose to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but if they win their next four games, I think a lot of people look at that game as it's anyone's. And I think that if they continue on this streak, then yeah, the next Bills game at home, people are going to look at that as
anyone's. And then if they do split that game, you might end up with a better record than Buffalo because you look at who Buffalo has to play versus who you have to play.
I would say a very fair expectation would be 3-1 in the next four.
Agreed.
Even great teams don't win every game they're supposed to win. This is
no,
a young team.
I mean, I agree with that. I
like, if they lost to the Falcons 4 weeks from now, I wouldn't be stunned.
If they lost to the Saints, I wouldn't be stunned. It's the NFL. I don't think they will, but like...
Right, but that's the point. That's where I'm at. Based off of what they are doing, it's cliche to say anybody can lose on any given Sunday. You can go down the Bills schedule and go, okay, the Bills could lose this game.
Right. But I think they'll win 3 of 4, and that will be successful in the four-game stretch they have coming up.
Right. So for you, if you look at their schedule and you look at the way they played against Buffalo, and not just Buffalo, but how they kind of been trending in the right direction as far as the way Drake May has been playing, for you to think that this team can't be a legitimate contender for the AFC... And I'm not just talking about the division. I'm talking about the conference. Who in the conference, then, if you don't believe me and you think I'm smoking major weed, who in the conference you got?
Well, you brought up the Colts.
We know you're smoking major
weed. What are the Colts?
You have to respect them. They're 4-1.
Yeah,
No. But I'm saying going into the season, like...
But we're not talking about going into the season. We're talking about right now.
Because going into the season, we didn't all think the Patriots would be this good.
That's my point. We're talking about right here and right now.
Yeah, but what you're asking is who are you looking at in the AFC that gives you pause? And I'm just bringing up the Colts and the Bills. Both
give me pause. So if you
play
the Colts...
And the Chiefs. Like, I don't think you can count the Chiefs out.
I'm not counting the Chiefs out, but if you play the Colts in the playoffs... You don't think that you could win that game?
We could, but we could also lose it.
But like to your point, Wiggy, you wouldn't be favored in that game, right? Like if you're playing
the Colts at home, if it's at home, you'd be favored.
As currently standed right now, no, the Colts would be favored.
No, they wouldn't. If
the Colts were coming to Gillette this week, the Colts would be favored.
Shime, the Colts are playing with Daniel Jones.
I'm very well aware.
The same Danny Dimes that we saw for the New York Giants last year.
Do you think Robert Kraft should get the calls on the sideline and maybe like have a headset on? Do you think that would help the Patriots' chances against the Colts?
And I would say
maybe they are playing for that new owner though, Curtis.
She runs up and down the field.
Maybe they're playing for Jim Irsay.
Wiggy, just for reference, memory. Like the Colts are 6.5-point favorites over the Cardinals. You're a 3-point favorite over the Saints.
Right, because you lost two games.
That's what I'm saying. If they were to play now, the Colts would be
right
favored.
Now, but let's say when we get to where we're going to get to.
We
got to
win those games first,
though. But the Colts have to do that, too.
Yeah.
You're counting on.
I agree, but like we can only go on based on what we have.
You're counting on Daniel Jones. Like that. If you said the Kansas City Chiefs,
and you're counting
I get
on like 12 rookies.
I feel like the Colts should really play inspired ball for the delivery driver that got attacked by Mark Sanchez.
Like, I just don't get, like, people, like, and this is, like, the maddening thing to me. I don't get people how they're all of a sudden, like, oh, the Pats are playing well. And then when you say, well, they got a legitimate chance just as everybody else. And you go, well, who else in the AFC do you have to worry about? And then the first thing they do is say, the Colts.
Well,
and it's like,
that was
good
me,
football
so
team.
You could just.
It's like, really?
What about Jacksonville? Is Jacksonville for real?
And
what?
They're another team that's like, Jacksonville, the Colts?
They like lead the team. They lead the league in takeaways.
Right. Their head coach.
Shy, but that's my point. We are now looking at the AFC and saying
they
that.
They just beat the Chiefs.
No, but we are now looking at the AFC and going, it's Jacksonville and the Colts. Mm-hmm. Like, that's who you're competing against.
Gonna go on forever.
Yeah.
It's not
but
like
we aren't the same Patriots that we once were. So it's like, yeah, of course, those are the teams
that
we're competing against.
You're a better team, just like the Colts and the Jacksonville.
We're a better team than last year.
But just like the Colts and Jacksonville Jaguars are a better team.
Yeah.
Like those are the teams you are now competing
Correct.
With. You're no longer competing with.
If the Chargers came to Gillette, who's favored?
The
Pats.
Patriots right now. The Chargers have a million injuries.
That's my point. Like you're no longer competing against the Chiefs of how they used to be. The Baltimore Ravens and when we saw with Lamar when they were blowing doors on anybody.
Yeah, but if the Chiefs came into Gillette tomorrow, the Chiefs would be
favored. I would agree with that.
Okay.
Wiggy, 617 text for you. I don't know about the accuracy of it, but Patriots have never swept a 3-game road trip. Never.
And I'm not saying they will.
Not under Bledsoe or Brady. You were just saying they would. Yes.
I do think they need to win this like this week. This cannot be the one that they drop. Like if they go out and put up a stinker against the Saints on the road, people are going to look at that Bills win like it was a massive flub. So at least get through this week. And we really should only be focusing on this week because then you've got the Titans and Vrabel's revenge game. Like anything can happen there. But going into the week against the Saints, they need to put in the same energy as they did against
the
Bills.
Right, but we're focusing on the here and now.
Yeah.
Right, the same way we're focusing on the here and now with Jacksonville. The same way we're focusing on the here and now with the Colts. Right, because those same teams could also implode and lose four in a row.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that when you start to look at who you're competing against, you're not competing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Against juggernauts.
In the Twitch chat, comment guy from the 413. This comes from Wiggy, the guy who thought COVID was going to be over in a week.
And which it should have been.
Right.
How wrong were we about that?
You did have it fizzling out.
It should have been.
Look at Sweden.
I mean.
Let's get Maciek Boney back.
COVID was the dumbest thing ever.
It was.
And it should have been over in a week. All it was the flu. I mean, people are now getting COVID, and it's like, oh, I'm out with COVID. Oh.
Be back for lunch.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, really? I mean, come on, people.
I need to go buy a test. I gotta go to CVS and get a test.
I still have a lot.
You do?
Right.
Oh, just left over.
It's not surprising. You have a
this
lot
was
of
the
anxiety.
Dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
This is Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
What's up?
Hey, I want to back up Wiggy a little bit here because I think he's absolutely right. Where we're not really in an AFC anymore, where there is any more juggernauts. Quinn, I know, buddy. Sorry, that's my son. his water bottle is empty with water, so he's not happy. But I want to kind of echo what Wiggy said is there isn't really a juggernaut in the AFC anymore. So, you know, it's not like years ago when people were like, oh, God, we got to play the Patriots. We know we're going to lose. That doesn't really exist. You know, the Chiefs aren't great. I understand the conversation about the Colts, but, I mean, they haven't really had a great schedule, to be honest with you.
The Bills,
you know, they lost to the Rams.
The Bills are that team.
No, the Bills are not that team.
I don't know.
They are not that team, Greg. The Bills are not that team. No, they're not.
They were 4-0.
Yeah, I don't think they are anymore.
They're not. I agree with you, Jesse.
I don't think they are anymore. You know, I think they were, you know, and then
in the league in points per game.
I get it. But I think this goes back to what Curtis just said, is that in the NFL, at this point in time, any team on any given Sunday can lose. You know, that wasn't the case 10 years ago. I mean, the Patriots, you knew they were going to win. You know, I mean, even like Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers win. You know, so that doesn't really happen anymore. And I think the door is open. So
I get that there's a lot of parity, but there's teams that are better than you. But
we're not saying that there are teams that are not better than you on paper.
Yeah,
But those teams that are better than you are not juggernauts. You're talking about...
No is that the word of the day?
Well, yeah, it's...
No one has said that the Colts are some dynasty in the making. Like, nobody said that.
Right, but...
They're just saying that they're better than you.
Yeah, right,
but... they are.
But they might be better than you, but if you went there and you beat the Colts, no one would be shocked.
No, because
that's
the Patriots are a good football team.
That's the point that I'm trying to make. There is no... If two years ago, and the Patriots went into Kansas City and beat Kansas City, we'd be shocked. Because Kansas City was that good. Or even a team like Baltimore 2 years ago. Or even the Buffalo Bills.
Or the Bengals week one.
Yeah, last year with the Buffalo Bills. Or like Curtis is right, the Bengals last year week one. You're like, what the hell was that?
People overreacted to that. I didn't.
No, but I could see why people overreacted.
Right.
And you're talking about...
I feel like Gerard Mayo overreacted because he took the next 16 weeks off.
Right. Well, it's one of those secrets. You don't want to peak too early.
That Gatorade bath.
Oof, we'll also, always have it.
Neutralize. Bam!
Also, first day at a new job, should you be late? Ninkovich is running late.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh? Isn't he supposed to be here at 8:45?
Yeah.
No, he shouldn't be.
First day, like, you're supposed to come in, you know, wearing a nice suit or whatever.
Ready to go.
Rob could beat the absolute crap out of all of you, so I would just, like...
Well, I would say...
Whatever he wants.
I wouldn't assume that. Ever,
I would.
Ever heard
Have
of,
you shook his hand? His hand
yeah,
is the size of my head.
He is.
Ever heard of old man strength?
That is true.
I have, but I love you. I do not think you've got that.
That's what kept that poor oil grease delivery driver alive is the old man strength.
Yeah, don't.
You
don't
talk about the puppy gate like
strength.
7 years later, the fatal fall that you had. Like, we're not going to compare.
If I had to throw with Ninkovich, I'm guessing that the result would favor the old guy.
I would never know. I grew up with a kid, Joe Pino, hairdresser. He would knock your head straight off your shoulders and then do your hair. That's how tough he was.
Really?
Yeah. So you like...
How does that scenario unfold?
What do you mean?
Like, is he in a fight and then suddenly he's like, hey, while I'm here, you want to trim? Or like,
yeah, I don't the thing about him, it's you're in a fight and the fight lasts 30 seconds and you're out cold and then he might, you know, he might tease your hair or fix it.
Why was he fighting everyone, though?
Because he was an absolute tough kid growing up.
Does he charge you for the cut?
And no, it's for free.
And the blow dry after he knocked you out?
Because the hospital bill will be enough for you. So never judge a book by its cover. I've seen some of the smallest kids, and you go like, what's this kid going to do? And then the next thing you know...
Right. Boom. On the floor.
Yeah, like, what's this old guy going to do? And then next thing...
Boom, he's on the floor, and Joe has the clippers
out. Right,
right. Does Pino get offended if you say you don't like the fade?
Nope. And he's like, you know, part-time actor, so we'll act the scene out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, where is this guy now?
He's floating around. He's bossy. Go ahead.
He's floating around.
Judge a book by its cover.
Pino.
Yeah, judge a book by its cover.
It's not judging a book by its cover when you know the person.
I've seen plenty of big dudes.
So it's a toss-up, Ninko and Greg.
You never know. I don't know what Greg is. I mean, I never seen Greg throw down.
You think the Pats should bring in Joe Pino? Right.
Hey, listen, if they want somebody's head knocked off and then they want a nice haircut afterwards, completely. I learned that a long time ago.
I never knew like the world of decapitating haircuts.
Yeah, I've learned that. Curtis, I learned that a long time ago. Yeah. Never judge a book by its cover.
We didn't have that in Dover.
The smallest guy in the room generally is the toughest guy.
Right.
Curtis,
right.
His salon is called A Cuff and a Quaff. Now, the second part of that is French. All right. We will be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.